My name is Innocent Rwamuhizi. I'm from Congo. Arrived in Australia 2010 and now live in Townsville.
And you are a student at James Cook University.
Yes, I am currently studying social work at GCU, and this is my fourth year.
And you are one of those people at the conference in Northern Queensland where you gathered a lot of people in the Young Language Ambassadors Program. What is this program? What is the Young Language Ambassadors Program?
This program targeting young people from Queensland, and it to inspire them to learn as much language they can, because we believe that language is the key to education and is also the key to success for the life and the future. So that's why the reason we are trying to involve them in language.
What is your role in this particular program? What do you do?
My role was to share with them my story, because I wasn't born in here. So coming here, it wasn't easy to learn a language. So I was trying to show them different ways I used to learn English as fast as I can.
And you have language skills, and you speak a few other languages. How many languages do you speak?
I speak six languages. Those include some my mother tongue languages, but officially I speak French and English.
If you can share with us one of the stories that you shared with the conference, what was it?
I shared with them some of my life when I arrived in Rwanda, moving from Congo to Rwanda, from Rwanda to here. And I also told them about my story attending English school here, how it was difficult, but at the end of the day, I managed to make it, and now I'm studying GCU, which is really good because I'm almost graduating. So my role there was very much to show them that there is nothing impossible. Everything is possible as long as you are focused. English should not be up language should not be the problem to learn.
You came to Australia in 2010, which is just about 6 years ago. Did you speak English before you came here?
I didn't speak English at all, so it was very, very challenging.
How do you think this conference will help them to move forward in their quest to become language experts or language ambassadors?
This program will really facilitate them, because we are pretty much towards globalization. And, you know, Australia is a very multicultural country with a lot of languages and stuff. So we thought that involving young people to get as much language they can will help them not only for their future, but also to communicate, to interact with people from different backgrounds. And that's the whole reason this program is targeting young people, and show them how proud they should be by taking languages in their school. You have to be at school, like you are doing language already in high school. And those students who came, it wasn't everyone. It was just specifically those students who were doing languages in their schools. So they were like, they came as their leaders. They're presenting their schools. So we had like almost 40 schools and with their students. So probably each school had like around 15 students or 20 students. So it was a large conference, because it was almost like 200 students in the room.